CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the first Nigerian talk show on CliffCentral.com, the Niger Central Show. I am LJ, and with me is Eno.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, my people. How are you? We are here live on CliffCentral.com. You're welcome. We're here. Want to give it to you live, all the Ninja things. Trying to bring you into our Ninja things. And I'm here with my one of my great guests this morning. We're here to entertain, make you laugh. So sit back, relax, and just rock with us. You're welcome, ma'am. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning, Eno.
Good to have you, Madam Olubimi Kuku. It's good to have you. I must apologize. You came in first before, so it's not too good. But it's good anyway to have you.
Yeah, it's
always
good. How
are you, my brother?
I'm good.
How are you there? So we're going to be rocking Pidgin, English, anyhow we do it. Yes, so this now, your people here, all the way, Ninja Things, running Ninja Things here on CliffCentral.com. Good to have you. You're welcome to the show.
Yeah, Eno, you know something? The first time I came to this country, and someone would just walk up to me and say, "Hey, you're a Nigerian." Like, it's like we have the Nigerian effect and all of that. I don't know how they get to spot a Nigerian, yeah?
Now, well, I'm sure my guests will be able to answer all of that. And we're going to talk about Ninja effect.
Ninja effect.
Ninja effect. But I'm going to take you through, though, on some of our topics. It's going to be a quick one because we only have half an hour to do this. Ma'am, can we meet you?
Good morning.
Morning.
To our Niger people, yes, and to everyone in the studio. My name is Olubumi Kuku. That's my name.
Yes, we want to know you better.
Well, okay. I'm a woman with a strong passion for raising leaders. I love the youth, and I'm into youth development, and also basically I'm a coach, and that's who I am.
I know that for sure. She's my ogre. Well, I want to give shout out to all our Ninja people out there. If you're listening, please tune in. This is CliffCentral.com. You are on Nigeria All Things. We're going to be doing it all the way. Ninja, Ninja, you keep tweeting us. We want to hear from you, your reply. We have so much, but we're just going to push through. Yeah, we want to talk about what is it about us,
yeah,
this flamboyancy,
yeah,
extravagant spending? Is it a culture?
Yeah, because everybody meets me like, "Hey, we see all those Nigerian videos where you throw dollars and you just spray people money and all of that, and, you know." And, you know, my producer, our producer, he one time he told me, "Hey, I've been to a few clubs and I see Nigerians spending money. Like, everybody's drinking beer and these guys are drinking the high brand Hennessy and all of that." So, that we have an extravagant lifestyle.
I still want to make shout out to our ambassador representing us here in South Africa, Mrs. Uche Ajulo. I still want to make a shout out to one of our people, Nusa Auteng Premier. His name is Mr. Matthew Okafor. We hail you, sir. We your people. They hail.
We hail.
We want you. We know that you are a positive voice here for us in Nigeria, and we know that you're doing all your best to make sure that, you know, you represent us. My guy is here. Her name is Naomi Kuku, and she's going to be, you know, talking from her own point of view. Who are we? Ninja for sure. Who we be? Who are we? What
like
to make us think? You know, in a country where you have over 250 languages, so we break it down into three segments: Yoruba, Hausa, Igbo, you know. And it's a big one, you know. We're going to be, you know, talking and, you know, to really reveal who we truly, truly are, because sometimes some people have a wrong perception about us. And I'm sure that my guy is here to just throw some light to it. My bro, Elchi, what do you think?
Well, I think I just want to hear something, because a whole lot of has gone through this year since I came here, you know. Nigerians like, hey, I know Nigerians are like this, Nigerians are that, Nigerians are this. But I think we have someone who will actually tell everybody who the real Nigerian is.
And I also heard AY is in town. My brother, if you're here, we greet you, we hail you, we say, sir, you're welcome to our land. This is our land. You know, it's good to have you, good to. We don't know what you're here for, but
he's flexing Sun City. Sun City. I think, wow, he has 10 days in Sun City or something coming up.
Naso. It's quite. I'm not too happy this morning, stuck in traffic and all of that. And I wanted to listen to my Ojuelegba music and all the Ninja vibes. But as it is now, we just have to roll on with what we have on ground. Madam Bumi Kuku, can we talk to you?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
So, Elchi, I leave you to do this one.
Okay.
Then you roll back to me.
No problem at all. I like to ask questions, and I'm very, 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 very... very, very
so
happy.
So, what didn't happen when you know bring your guest, the South African with you blow pigeon English?
Others my South African friends where they knock pigeon like this. I need to be on this show. I like Nigerian stuff and all of that. Like, I'm so surprised that almost everybody that meets a Nigerian, that knows a Nigerian, starts to speak pigeon. Like, they like it. They like it. Madam, what do you think about that? Like, is it like our identity? Is it something that we can stand and say, I speak pidgin, it's Nigerian made?
I think pidgin English is like the common ground for both the for the upper class and the lower class. So, if you need to communicate properly, that's where the whole pidgin thing started from. You don't really need to speak eloquent English before you're able to pass a message across. And so that became a culture for us in Nigeria. And so everyone can speak pidgin English, except for those who choose not to speak pidgin English. So, and it's like, what you also call broken English. So you can speak it with other people if you don't have the proper fluency in English as a common ground to communicate with others. So, yes.
And I think that helped the whole business in Nigeria, you know, so everybody like, how much?
Yes, when you want to get down to the real thing.
Yeah.
Except you don't want to show yourself, so you be Ninja.
But you know, one funny thing, growing up in my house, I didn't speak pidgin till I was like in the university. Because it was like a crime, you know. If you're in my primary school, like, you don't speak vernacular, you don't speak pidgin English, don't do that.
Yes, because at that level, you're developing. You're trying to gain your grounds in fluency. So once you're able to achieve that, then it's left to you to speak as you wish.
But though, madam, you know, how do you think? What do you think if we try to settle in pidgin English as, you know, as a form of communication? Because I like the way it is here in South Africa. If you look at their soapies and all of that they have here, you notice that they have a background where, a common ground where they meet, and that's the language.
Yes, the issue is pidgin English is not the same as your mother tongue. And it's not the same as speaking proper English. Pidgin English isn't proper English. So it will be wrong to say to officialize the language. But if we are talking about speaking vernacular, which we refer to as our mother tongue, of course it is. You know, we can be flowing, and I could say, you know, eno finyele jari
lejo. Naso,
but every manner of communication in its right context and in the right environment. Yeah. You don't expect me to be in the boardroom and then start speaking pidgin English. It's not acceptable. You know, we have to speak it where it is.
So, if you choose Ogami, which one you go settle for out of the old languages? Make we officialize them. How you see them?
English is a common ground, and I think people should feel free in speaking their mother tongue. A lot of people try to deny, and I don't know, because it's a culture and it's a background, and that's where we're coming from. So there shouldn't be any shame in speaking your mother tongue. I don't agree to officializing pidgin English. I think you should speak pidgin English with whoever you're comfortable with, and I still think I'm okay with the English language. Yes. It doesn't deny my identity, you know, or who I am.
Yes. Tell us about Orion Global Consulting
Onion Global Consultant.
English, no be my, you see me, English, they had me just flow with this pidgin, I don't tell Ogami all this big grammar. Ish, God must just help me.
It's Anion Global Consulting. We foster business investment relationships in Nigeria and South Africa through this company. And we also assist expatriates and foreigners to settle into the Republic because we have a lot of issues with foreigners in the land who have been misrepresented at various times. And thereby, it has caused them problems with the law. And just the their general well-being in the land. So they need to be well-informed. So if they need assistance and guidance, workshop, training, and all of that. So we offer those services.
Good. I also want to give shout-out to my humble Oga, spiritual Oga, the P.S. Jimmy Bent. You're a good one. I hail you with all my heart, and I love you.
I love you,
P.S. Jimmy Jumoke Bent.
Yes.
I love you. Now you're picking day here.
You love too many people.
I love too many people. I love you, Eche. And my lover boy is in the house. Sam Akitunde, I love you, Taya.
Yes. Hey. Wonderful.
And I also hail my big uncle, Uncle G, the cuckoo. I love you so much. They are the good voice here representing Nigeria. And,
yes.
And I'm, you know,
Boyega, cuckoo.
Yes. I'm saying, you know, it's a progressive movement,
yes,
you know, to give a positive voice,
yes, it is.
To South African environment,
yes, it
who
is.
Nigeria really is outside, yes, this flamboyancy that they see.
and
taking aside the wrong perception, you know. I actually brought you here, you know, to delve.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
This topic. And so Agami, just relax. Like I said to you, it's unscripted.
Yes.
Just flow with I us. Elchi.
Okay. For me, you know, one time I lived in Lagos for a while in Nigeria. And then I would see sometimes we're just going out and next to me just see the street is blocked, closed down. There's a party. And then there's so much noise, so much money being spent, so much drinks, you know, and then, you know, those kind of things, they go viral and you see them on Instagram and Facebook and all that. And then everybody in the world now starts thinking, see the way Nigerians spend money. Nigerians are spenders. Nigerians spend money. This Nigerians. Why do Nigerians spend money? You know, somebody met me like some 2 days ago and said, hey, Elche, why is it that at your Nigerian weddings, they're always spraying money? You know, is it, madam, is it like a culture or something?
Okay, let me shed some light on that. Nigerians, we love life. We appreciate the good things of life. And we are very quick to show gratitude for every level of achievement that we have. And, well, we are all of different generation here right now. So I would like to say one thing. Back
in the day,
when you want to appreciate your achievement, it's by your honors, it's by your degrees, it's by your level of academic positioning. That's how we celebrated it. And sometime in the mid-80s, then corruption like came into the society through some of our leaders, unfortunately. And because they celebrated it, they were brazen about it, they were very unapologetic about it, that became the norm in the society. And you know that you cannot have politics or politicians without youth, the youth being involved. And so in order to buy their position through this corruption, money was spent anyhow. Taxpayers' money was spent anyhow. The country's money was spent anyhow. And then you see young people who have not worked to earn, going about in flashy cars because now they've been called upon to cause chaos in the society. Okay? And that's where it all began. So you see, you know, people being flashy, all about town through something they didn't work hard for. And that's why we are where we are today. But having said that, we also have a culture of actually appreciating people with money. You know how you tip bartenders, how you tip. It's a natural thing in Nigeria. Yeah. When we were young, our uncles and aunties and our parents' friends, every time they came to the house, when they're leaving, they call each child to give them, to give them money just to appreciate. Yeah. So we have a very large heart.
That's true.
That is who we are. Nothing is impossible for us. Nothing is unachievable for us. If we want it, we go for it. And we're always willing to celebrate.
That's the Niger effect, you know.
Yes.
That's the Niger effect.
Yes.
Like the worry people say, worry no they carry last.
We know Niger no they carry
Niger no they carry last.
Niger no they. We represent everywhere we are. So that's the story.
Yeah, I remember when I was much younger, my dad's visitors would come to the house and they want to go, they're like, hey, and they start tipping us and giving us money and all of that.
It's 29.
But you know, we still carry the money around, give our mother, mommy, see what they give to us and all of that. But that's really, I think that's where we got all that culture from. We know how to spend money by appreciating people with money.
Yes,
you know?
If so, we work hard for it, we spend it.
And so that's when they're appreciating a new couple, they're just appreciating them with dollars draining down.
So are we saying it's a lifestyle or a culture?
It's a lifestyle for those who have chosen it. It's a culture prevalent in the society, but I mean, you can't be arrested if you are not seen going that way. So it's a personal thing. It's a personal thing.
Yes, but as a Nigerian, how do you feel when you get, you know, like in this environment, how do you feel when somebody easily spots you to be a Nigerian? Have you had such experiences before?
it's a good thing that, you know, we have discussed the topic about spotting Nigerians and Nigerians' extravagancy. But how do you spot a Nigerian? Well, for me, the way I've been spotted is probably when I have to, I wouldn't say spotted, probably when I have to show my ID. And sometimes I need to use my passport and like, oh, you're Nigerian. You don't talk like a Nigerian. And I ask, how do Nigerians talk? And, you know, we Nigerians, we refer to one another as brother and sister because that's our culture. We are quite patriotic. And, you know, they say, but no, if it was so-and-so, I'd be like, what do you mean? You know, that kind of thing. And I'm like, those are my Igbo brothers representing. Yeah. So, yes, we all can't speak the same because we are from different ethnic backgrounds. So yes, we could be carefree. We could be quite high-spirited. You know, we're just very good people. We're just happy people.
Nigerians are very happy people.
We're
very
happy.
One time I sat and I just I was thinking like all the things that are happening in Nigeria, you know, like the bad things, all those, the bombing and all of that. And then you see people, they still create something out of it.
And yet people don't tire. They're still
happy. You know, something happens, they make a joke out of it. Your president does this, they make a joke out of it. And we're just laughing and we're just going forward. I don't know why Nigerians are just very happy.
We are hardworking people. So situations cannot keep us down.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had so many, and I'm sure you also have had instances where some news comes out of South Africa and the next thing your phone rings because your family want to find out if you're fine, you're safe and all of that. And you're like, oh, no, it's fine. It's in another area. It's in another suburb. I'm in a different place. So I'm good. So, I mean, like I said, we are patriotic people. So when you have people who want to terrorize us in our own nation, I mean, that's not going to put food on our table. It's necessary to find ourselves moving forward. Regardless, we still have to go to work. We still have to pay school fees. The government still has to sort out security and all that goes with it. So it doesn't stop the energy that comes from within.
So, from your opinion, waiting you feel, say, you know, how you want take wrap them up, say, okay, Nigerians, they, because way back, I read that in the 70s, yeah, that this all started in the 70s, way back in Oyo State, somewhere in Oyo State or your town, Ibadan, precisely, where, you know, it all started with, you know, having parties on the road, doing things, you know, spraying money and all of that. It, from your own point of view, are we flamboyant? I don't want to use the word extravagant.
We can't hide it. We are flamboyant people
and extravagant.
That's a perception.
That English.
That is a perception.
That one. The word. So, what do you call it now?
Extravagant.
The word. That extra self does the, you know.
Like I said, Nigerians, we like to celebrate our successes, and if success comes through hard work, I don't think anyone should be able to limit us in the way we like to express ourselves. It's a hard-earned money or whatever it is. So when we do it big, we do it well. That's just how we celebrate life. We celebrate life.
Niger.
We celebrate
so
life.
So what do you feel say you for be if you be if you know be Niger?
If I wasn't a Nigerian, I really don't know. I have to be Nigerian. I have to be Nigerian. Nigerians are unique. They're a very special breed.
Yeah.
You know, Nigerians can survive anywhere. And they give this life to everything
and
around
them. And they're
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Even if it is one Nigerian, Nigerians are everywhere. They're everywhere.
I'm so surprised, you know. And the next thing, they start picking up the culture of that place, the language. Like Eno. I'm so surprised. Eno can speak like 5 languages.
That's
so.
She's a Nigerian.
Efik.
To the core.
Yoruba. Igbo.
Yes.
Hausa. All the whole
She's
languages.
She's epic, married to a Yoruba
you
man.
You see me so.
Grew up in Lagos.
You know.
One time I heard her speaking Igbo, I'm like, oh my God. Hey, no, don't sell me, I beg. Don't sell me for this place.
But that's what you're supposed to be now, Ogami. Yes. How you see him?
Yes.
Well, because the
yes.
truth of the matter is, I still like the way it is here, you know. No matter how educated you are, you see them when they want to get down to, you know, to the level, you see them going into, you know, speaking the language.
Yeah.
And
yes.
it gets me thinking that, you know, they can, you know, wave around it. There's nothing like you.
We never English.
Yes.
No, we never.
And if you go
lose,
to their homes,
yes,
they do
yes.
the same.
Yes.
Their kids, you know, can express themselves in their mother tongue.
Yes. Yes. Because we have all traveled all over the world for different reasons. Unfortunately, for most of which are for things that we don't yet have developed in our own country. Right. So there's a reason why we are where we are. So because of that, we don't need to lose our identity and we don't need to lose our culture. So that's why we pass it on to the children to remember where they are coming from, to visit the country. And who knows, that change may probably come today.
Yeah, then, yeah, you know. Yeah. And I think they should, what you're saying is very true. I used to think about, like, I read about my heroes, you know. I read about all the past heroes, the Nigerian heroes and all of that. I read about our history and all of that. And I think it's something that Nigerians should try, like, teaching our own children and everybody, like, from home, you know. I like it. And I think it starts today, like you said. Yeah.
So, Elche, if you know be Nigeria, wait, who you for be? Who you for claim? Who you for like to be?
It can't happen. I will be a Nigerian again.
From waiting now? From the food or the delicacy? Or the...
Like, is it like, jollof rice we want to start with?
Yan me, Ogami.
Is it moi moi we want to start with?
The slangs alone is, oh my God, I just like to speak like a Nigerian.
You know.
Like a Lagos boy.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
You see, my friend, like, how far now? Okay. I think they're all right. All right, so it's okay.
And our dressing, the Buba and Shokoto, the Agbada, the Iroh and Buba.
The Niger Delta dress.
We can't.
Like all of that.
No.
You can't.
Always want to be a Nigerian anytime.
We can't change it.
Really? So, what is this part about us where we say if we talk, it could be like, say, you know, we're very aggressive. Short word.
We are emphatic. We are just emphatic.
My South African friend will say, Eno, we are not fighting. You must just reduce your voice. I said, no, that's how I talk.
We need to be clear that we've communicated what we are trying to say, because we hate to get to the end of things and then you say you thought or you assumed or you supposed. Mm. We do not like, we love clarity. So we like to emphasize and repeat ourselves over so you get it from the beginning and then you do a good job till we get to the end.
Thank you, Ma. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So nice one to be here.
Yes.
We hope to bring you life, and I'm so sorry. This is your girl rolling out with my brother,
Elche.
We love you.
Love you, man.
Keep
Niger,
tweeting,
please.
I beg. This now resampling. This is your girl. My hellos to the Afanos, to the Smith. I love you, Tyre. Yes.
You know, you keep loving, on. Loving yes. everybody.
Yes, Jesus Christ love everybody now, so I must love.
All right. No.
This is your girl, your boy, signing out saying peace.
Peace.
Sure. CliffCentral.com.